Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe, and here's a question for you. Just how powerful is the wind? How can we use wind for our benefit? Perhaps you've seen windmills that create energy powered by the wind. Have you ever thought of using a kite to harness the wind's power? The title of our lesson today is Kite Power, and that's what we're going to find out about. How can scientists use kites to harness the energy from winds? And what does that word harness mean? Don't worry, you'll find out. Let's begin.
Kite Power. They're not just children's toys. They may solve our energy problems. The quest for new clean energy sources has occupied the attention of scientists and politicians for years. One common resource for green energy is the wind. A new twist on this old resource could cause the energy output of wind power plants to soar. Standard wind power plants rely on rigid support and generally can only reach a height of 200 meters or so. Higher than that, winds tend to be stronger and more consistent, but the challenge is figuring out how to harness the energy from those winds.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 output 这个名词。Output 是指产能、释出量或者是排出量。例如 ,the factory's output has doubled in the last couple of years. 这家工厂的产能在过去两三年当中提高了双倍。或者是 ,the voltage output of this power plant isn't sufficient to meet the needs of the city.这家发电厂输出的瓦数不足以供应这一座城市的需要。Output 也指输出的信息或讯号。例如 ,the quality of the output of this computer needs improvement. 这台电脑输出的品质需要改进。继续我们看 soar 这个动词。soar 是指骤升或猛增。例如 ,prices for everyday products have soared recently, so many people haven't been able to save much money.日用品的价格最近飞涨，造成许多人都没有办法省下太多钱。或者是 I am so happy because my investments have soared over the last couple of years. 我的投资在最近几年大幅增长，让我很开心。Soar 也指翱翔或飞翔。例如 The eagle soared high above the ground looking for some tasty prey. 这只老鹰在高空飞翔，寻找着可口的猎物。
Thank you, Michelle. Well, we are ready to talk about kite power. Something I had no idea even existed before I read this lesson, but it's pretty cool. And I'm so glad and grateful that there are people around the world who are trying their best to try to figure out how to give people more power and energy through different things, and in a way that is not too expensive, too. So, Rebecca, I don't know about you, but I feel like if we can do this more, that would benefit all of us.
Well, definitely. And why not use kites, right?
Right.
Now, of course, when I think of a kite, the first thing that comes to my mind is a children's toy. But our lesson says they're not just children's toys. They may solve our energy problems. And that sounds like a really big deal.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that it is actually as cost effective as it sounds like it might be. We read here, the quest for new clean energy sources has occupied the attention of scientists and politicians for years. And that is very true. For decades now, people have been trying to go green. To do as much as we can to have good energy sources, but not cause pollution to the environment.
Right. Now, Gabe, you brought up a word, and I think it's a good word that we should talk about, the word quest. Now, what is a quest?
Well, right. A quest is a search for something. A quest for something is a search for something. But I think it's a little more than just a search. A quest likely involves adventure, obstacles, and challenges. You could say you're on a search, or if you say you're on a quest, then people know you might come across some challenges.
That's right. And of course, there are different ways that we can use this word quest. For example, we could say, today researchers are on a quest to find a cure for cancer. Now, I know that it seems like researchers have been on this quest for a long time, but maybe at some point in time they will find a cure.
Well, we hope so. And of course, people are always on the quest for better ways to use the energy in the world around us. One common resource for green energy is the wind. This is great, right? It doesn't involve burning coals and polluting the air. The wind, I mean, basically it's clean, right?
Well, basically the wind is clean, and there is a lot of it in some places, that is.
Right, and especially up high, right? So how can we harness that energy from the wind? Well, before we get to harness, let's take a look at this next sentence. A new twist on this old resource could cause the energy output of wind power plants to soar. Okay, so causing the output to soar. Now let's take a look at this word, a twist on something. This is an unexpected change in the meaning or the purpose of something.
And here's another example as to how you can use this phrase. Recently, I played this really fun game. It was kind of like rock, paper, scissors, you know, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
However, this game had a very exciting twist to it.
Yeah.
People were divided into teams, and then they had to run around different obstacles, and when they came across the person on the opposite team, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Hey, that's great. That is fun. It's always fun playing traditional games with a twist. And friends, try to be creative. Maybe there's a game that everybody knows how to play. Think of a twist, a way to play the game a little bit differently so that it's even more fun. While we continue here, standard wind power plants rely on rigid support and generally can only reach a height of 200 meters or so. Well, 200 meters to me, that sounds pretty high, but it's not high enough if you want to get to where the strong winds are.
Mm-hmm. Higher than that, winds tend to be stronger and more consistent. But the challenge is figuring out how to harness the energy from those winds.
Okay, well, let's take a look at that word from the word bank. It's the word harness. Now, this means to bring under your control and to direct the force of something. So you're trying to bring the wind under your control and direct the force of that wind or what you do with that energy.
Now, of course, when I hear the word harness,
yeah,
I often think about a horse and putting a harness on a horse and trying to get the horse under your control because it has a harness on it. That's the idea, right?
Yeah, or if since you're using it as a noun, I think of when I go bungee jumping or when we went bungee jumping and then you put the harness on you before you jump. And that protects you from falling to the ground. Ouch.
Yes, you do not want to go bungee jumping without a harness.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be bungee jumping.
Right. Well, here's another way to use harness as a verb. There's a lot of interest in harnessing the wind in order to use its power.
That's right. Well, we have more to learn about kite power. And Rebecca, I just got to say, more power to you.
More power to me?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And more power to
the Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. We just want to take a moment to encourage everyone who is learning English. We appreciate how much work it takes and more power to you.
I like this expression. When we say more power to you, It's a little bit like saying, well done. But take note, when people use this phrase, you will often be shortened to ya. More power to ya.
Interestingly enough, when we say more power to him, her, or them, it also takes on the meaning of approval and that we wish them success.
I have the worst time programming all my digital devices to talk to each other. My husband doesn't mind working on it, and more power to him.
In this example, Carolyn means that she has given up on something, but if someone else wants to work on it, that's okay with her.
Sometimes we use this phrase to mean that we don't exactly agree with something, but we accept it.
I can't stand staying inside on my days off, but if that makes my wife happy, more power to her.
And that reminds me of another saying we have in English, happy wife, happy life.
今天我们分享的这个片语 more power to you, 祝你成功。其实有点像另外一种说法 good for you, 很棒，这对你很好。当有人努力做了一件或许你自己不会去做的事情，你可以很正面的说 more power to you, 来肯定他。从字面上看 more power to you 代表你拥有更多能力了，你下苦功做的这件事情让你自己获得提升，非常好。这句话也可以用其他的代名词来说 more power to him, more power to her, 或是 more power to them。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today our lesson is called Kite Power. And so far we've talked about how wind can be used to power different things in our world. Now, how can you use a kite to harness the wind's power? Well, there are a couple of universities in Europe who are working on that. There are some research groups who are finding out how to do this. So let's continue learning about kite power. Is that Tuan Tuan and Yuan Yuan?
Kite power. Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands and Karlsruhe University of Applied Sciences in Germany have formed a kite power research group. The group is working to develop kites with inflatable wings connected to electrical generators on the ground. The research group's goal is to design a kite that can operate on its own for 24 hours. Research has begun, but many challenges remain, including making the generators more efficient and perfecting the automatic flight control and the structure of the kites. Nevertheless, in June 2012, they demonstrated that their kites could operate automatically at an altitude of up to 700 meters.
All right, 接下来我们看 generator 这个名词 G-E-N-E-R 这个字根有生产的意思，所以 generator 在这里是指发电机。例如 ,because this region of the country often loses electricity, most people have their own generators. 由于这个国家的这个区域常常会停电，大部分的人都有自己的发电机。Generator 也指产生者。例如 ,tourism is the biggest generator of income for this town. 观光是这个城镇收入的主要来源。它的动词是 generate, G-E-N-E-R-A-T-E。例如 ,the windmill generates enough power to supply our whole household. 这个风车可以产生足够电力来供应我们家的所有需求。最后我们看的是 altitude 这个名词。alt 这个字根是指高的意思。所以 altitude 是指海拔高度。 例如 at high altitudes, people get sick easily because the air is so thin. 在较高的海拔的地方，人们因为空气太稀薄，所以容易身体不适。如果要说明高度有多高的话，是用 at 这个介系词再加上单位。例如 the plane is currently flying at an altitude of 36,000 feet. 这架飞机的飞行高度目前是36,000英尺。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, let's go to Europe, shall we? Let's go to some universities in the Netherlands and Germany. Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands and Karlsruhe University of Applied Sciences in Germany have formed a kite power research group. Good. Thank God somebody is doing something about this.
Right. This group is working to develop kites with inflatable wings connected to electrical generators on the ground. That sounds like quite a quest.
Yeah. Nice use of that word, quest. And this sounds like quite a project. Well, friends, before we continue, let's take a look at that little word, inflatable. If something is inflatable, that means it's flat most of the time, or sometimes, but you can blow air into it. You can fill it up with air.
And so what kind of things might be inflatable? You might have an inflatable ball. You could have an inflatable toy. Or, you know, sometimes you go swimming and you like to float on those floats. Well, those are inflatable floats. And so, for example, I could say the kids spent hours playing with the inflatable toys in the pool.
Now, those are inflatable things. In my hand, I'm holding a kite, but as you could guess, friends, this is not an inflatable kite. There's no way to blow air into this kite. It's just a regular, normal, flat kite that kids play with.
Mm-hmm. So this would be an example of a kid's toy, a kid's kite. Well, let's get back into our lesson as we're learning about these big kites that aren't toys. The research group's goal is to design a kite that can operate on its own for 24 hours. Gabe, I don't think that kite can operate on its own for 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness. And I have to say, if there's somebody who can fly this kite for 24 hours, wow, that's a pretty strong kid. Well, hey, let's take a look at that phrase, on one's own, or on its own, on her own, on his own. This means by itself, without the help of somebody else.
For example, Jeremy is only 4 years old, and he can already swim on his own. He's a pretty good swimmer.
Yeah, he is. So, friends, what can you do on your own? And what is something that you need the help of somebody else to do? Well, we read on here, research has begun, but many challenges remain. There are still many challenges, including making the generators more efficient and perfecting the automatic flight control and the structure of the kites. So, of course, if you're trying to improve something, you're trying to develop something to be its best. I know they say nothing is perfect and nobody is perfect, but we can still try to perfect something, and to perfect something means to make perfect.
That's right. Now, of course, you see the word to perfect here. And so another way that you can use this word is Tammy has spent years trying to perfect a very specific type of cookie that her mom used to make when she was a kid.
Tammy has spent years trying to perfect a certain type of I think I need to spend more time perfecting my English accent.
Yeah, is that what you were trying to do? Because I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know. It's not perfected yet.
And it was definitely not perfect.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. Hey, friends, Rebecca mentioned the adjective perfect, and you notice there is a slight pronunciation difference, right? As a verb, it's pronounced perfect. We hope to perfect something.
And right now, you all have an opportunity to perfect your ability to challenge yourselves with the SC Challenge.
Friends, for today's SC Challenge, who do we have in the studio?
Hi, everyone. I'm Linda, and I'm here to beat Luke again.
Guys, my name is Luke, and you got it all wrong, Linda. I'm going to beat you today.
You can try.
We'll see what happens. All I know is that, friends, you were paying attention to the lessons, so you'll get the answers the fastest. Number one, what natural resource does the lesson talk about? Come on, do you guys want to guess? The lesson's called Kite Power. What natural resource does the lesson talk about? Linda?
What? No.
Wind power.
That is A. The other options are B, light, C, water, and D, dirt. But Linda is correct. The answer is wind.
Yay! See, look, no, you didn't even have to read the answers. I got it.
I know, it's too easy, right? Okay. Number two, what will kites be connected to on the ground? Okay. A, the tops of houses. B, computers. C, a radio station. Or D, electrical generators. Luke?
I'm going to guess D, electric generators.
Oh, my goodness. Keeping it very competitive because you are correct. It's D, electrical generators.
Even though my bell rang first.
What?
We'll see if it rings first this next time. This is game points, 1-1 right now. Number three, what is the goal of the research group? A, to make 1 million kites by the end of this year. B, that kites will fly on their own for 24 hours. C, to fly one kite every day. Or D, that everyone can have a kite. Yeah, Linda?
I'm going to go with A.
A, to make 1 million kites by the end of this year. That is a very ambitious goal. I'm not sure, but it's not in the lesson. I'm sorry, that's not correct. Luke, do you want to guess? We have that kites will fly on their own for 24 hours, mm-hmm. to fly one kite every day, or that everyone can have a kite.
I'm going to guess B, that kites can fly on their own 24/7.
I got to tell you, Luke, you are today's winner because B is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky guess.
No, that was an educated guess.
That was a Luke. Anyway, that was nice. That was great.
Thank
you very much for joining us. And friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Yes.
So let's go fly a kite.
Up to the highest height. Hey, that's a good song from Mary Poppins.
Yep. Well, this lesson actually reminded me of that song, Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Well, you know, that's a kid's movie. It's a great movie for the whole family, actually. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited because there are groups of adults who are trying to figure out how to harness the wind with kites. And we're going to learn about another group who is doing just that next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.